Hi, Brad Friedman.
Yes, it is.
You are live with Nicole Sandler on Radio or Not.
Great to talk to you, Nicole.
Well, it is great to talk to you, too. It's so funny. I just hung up. The last time we spoke and we talked about Andrew Breitbart, I mentioned this shouting match I got into with one night on a friend's radio show, and it was Mark Germain's show, and I'm using his streaming apparatus for his online station, talkradio1.com. So we were just reminiscing about the good times.
You had a shouting match
with Breitbart. Oh, it got really, really ugly.
Well, he is really, really ugly. He is a contemptible liar, propagandist, GOP operative, and an all-around creepy little punk, frankly.
Well, yes, he is. And you've been covering his stuff for quite a while. Brad Friedman, of course, is the man behind the Brad blog. Find it at bradblog.com. And I love the graphic you've got up there, because you have a picture of James O'Keefe all pimped out, and it says "Fake Pimp James O'Keefe," and right next to him a picture of Andrew Breitbart, and it says "Actual Pimp." And when I opened your website yesterday and saw it, I laughed out loud. Very funny.
Well, that's exactly what he is. I mean, he's peddling this guy who has now been accused of a federal felony. And Breitbart has admitted that he's paying him. He's on his payroll, and he's still paying him. So if that doesn't make Andrew Breitbart a pimp at this point, I don't know what does.
Well, so let's back up and talk a little bit about what happened here. Now, we first learned of James O'Keefe back when they tried to frame Acorn for helping, pimps and prostitutes in business. And what we've learned since then is that the video that they shot was so doctored, so different. Now, but they've never released the originals. Why don't you give us the backstory here?
No, they've never released the originals. And ironically, James O'Keefe, in his statement after being nabbed last week down in Louisiana, he's now calling for the prosecutor down there to release the videotapes that O'Keefe made of their attempt at manipulating, tampering with the phones. We don't know exactly what they were trying to do, but tampering with the phones of a sitting U.S. senator. So he's calling for the release of those tapes, but his raw videotapes of these phony Acorn stings, he has still yet to release that. But what we do know about those tapes, and it's important when we now look at the story that he's, now finds himself at the center of, it's important to understand just how much of a scam this whole Acorn thing was that they ran, because that was a successful scam as they see it. And nonetheless, they had to lie and doctor videos and everything else. So you can only imagine what they're willing to do and say concerning this latest scheme when they're now facing federal charges. In those Acorn tapes, I have found out over the last week or so that most people think that James O'Keefe actually showed up in this ridiculous pimp getup in the Acorn offices. And, they look at it and they say, my God, how stupid are these Acorn idiots that they didn't know that this guy was a schemer? Well, the problem is O'Keefe never showed up in that outfit in those offices. He was dressed as a pimp outside of the offices in videotape that they later inserted to make it look like the Acorn employees were so stupid that they, didn't know that this guy was a phony pimp, etc. So that was completely doctored. Furthermore, and this information, by the way, comes from two independent reports, one of them by the Congressional Research Service, that discusses the fact that the questions that O'Keefe and Giles, the girl who was dressed up like a prostitute, the questions that they were asking to these employees were actually overdubbed in those videotapes. So in truth, we don't even know what the Acorn employees were responding to. With all of that said, both of the reports found out that there was no violations of law by the Acorn workers shown in
those tapes. Mm-hmm.
And yet, the conventional wisdom out there is, boy, oh boy, this great conservative journalist sure did sting Acorn. Well, they stung no one, but frankly, themselves, And as usual, the mainstream corporate media, not just Fox News, but especially Fox News, fell for it and has been putting out this nonsense as if this is what had actually happened. It didn't. It was a scam. They know it. Andrew Breitbart knows it. He's been out there lying about it, as has O'Keefe. And now that they've been busted down in this Louisiana situation, you got to take that other, you know, background into context to realize just the kind of schemers and GOP dirty tricksters that you're really dealing with here.
So now, Brad Friedman with us from Bradblog.com. So the way that this was found out, that O'Keefe was never in the pimp Halloween costume inside the Acorn offices, and that the questions had been overdubbed, they weren't what were originally asked, that was found out during the official investigations that cleared Acorn of any wrongdoing, right?
That's correct.
Okay, because
yeah.
I was just wondering how you knew that. And again, even...
Well, yeah, and here, let me read straight from one of those reports. He says directly, Scott Harshberger, the former Massachusetts Attorney General, says, although Mr. O'Keefe appeared in all videos dressed as a pimp, in fact, when he appeared at each and every office, he was dressed like a college student in slacks and button-down shirt.
Yeah.
Now, they like to go out and they say, oh, you know, Acorn was trying to help set up, you know, prostitute brothels, underage prostitution and so forth. In fact, what O'Keefe and Giles had represented to these folks at Acorn was that O'Keefe was trying to rescue Giles from an abusive pimp, and that they were trying to get her out of that house.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to get all of these underage girls out of that house and trying to rescue them. So, I mean, this thing has just been completely turned on its head, but that's the sort of thing that we get from Andrew Breitbart, who is an unrepentant liar.
You're right. And also from the mainstream media, who nobody, except for you, Brad Blog is the only place I saw what that investigation found out. I mean, I did see that Acorn was cleared of any wrongdoing, but Brad Blog is the only place I saw that O'Keefe wasn't dressed as the pimp inside the Acorn offices, and that the questions they posed were entirely different than what we heard in that doctored video.
Because they went wall to wall with those videos. And
yep.
Listen, they know this. They know that videos, you know, that TV media, the cable news, they love the videos. And especially, boy, when you add a crazy, funny-looking pimp guy in there, they really love that. So they know that this is going to attract the attention of the corporate media, and it did wall to wall for a number of weeks last year. But when two different reports come out clearing their names, well, it's hardly worth a mention. I don't even know if Fox News bothered to report it. I think New York Times had a mention of it right around Christmas on page 14 or something like that buried. So it's unbelievable and appalling, the failure of the mainstream media that we're looking at, that I've been trying to yell and scream about for so many years, and that ironically now, because this is the way these guys work, ironically, the defense that James O'Keefe and Andy Breitbart, the new Orly Tates, by the way, the defense that they're putting forward is that, oh, this is all just the liberal media out there trying to get them, getting the story wrong, trying to set them up. Never mind the fact that James O'Keefe walked in, masterminded apparently, or was part of masterminding a scheme, to defraud a U.S. senator, to access her her phone lines and do God knows what. They had two of these guys dressed up as telephone company employees, represented themselves as much in a federal office, got access to the phone lines of a U.S. sitting senator, asked to get access to the main phone closet, had one guy videotaping the entire scam, another guy outside the office with a listening device. I mean, can you imagine, Nicole, if this had been four operatives related directly tied with the Democratic Party trying to get access to the to a U.S. senator, a Republican U.S. senator? This would be wall-to-wall on every cable news channels, and there would be calls for Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Obama to be impeached.
You're right.
You know, what
You're
did
absolutely
they know
right.
And when did they know it?
Yep. And, yeah. And Brad, let me just back up again for 1 second, because we're not totally done with the Acorn story, because although Acorn was totally cleared, we had Congress vote to defund Acorn. And I know some in Congress, like Alan Grayson, said, well, he was going to do that to try to use this because they can't just single out one group. So they were going to try to use it to defund, you know, groups like Blackwater, any groups that were convicted of wrongdoing. But what happened is this Acorn, who does good work all over the country, was defunded and Blackwater is still in business.
Well, that's right. The good news is, and again, probably may not be on your radar because it, again, wasn't reported in the media, a federal judge found that bill was unconstitutional,
right.
That it was an unconstitutional bill of attainder, that you can't single out a single person or organization in legislation. So that has been set aside. However, the damage has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Acorn has been smeared. They're still fighting to get their federal funding, which, you know, unlike the other corporations that you mentioned and that Grayson was talking about, you know, who have defrauded the federal government to the tune of billions, who have admitted as much, who have been on trial for actually killing U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
those guys receive more federal funding in a single day than Acorn has in their lifetime.
That's
and
right.
yet, what did Acorn do? Well, so far, nothing. But if you take Andy Breitbart's logic here, saying that, well, Acorn is a criminal organization because of a handful of their employees, and this is, you know, presuming that they did anything wrong in the tapes, and they found out that they didn't, but there have been some who have committed voter registration fraud, a handful who have been turned into the authorities by Acorn themselves. But if you use his logic here, that Acorn is a criminal organization because of a handful of employees who may have done something illegal, well, then what does that make Andy Breitbart, who has now admitted that he employs James O'Keefe,
mm-hmm.
who is now facing a federal felony?
I say, at the very least, an accessory, right? I mean, he's the guy behind it.
Well, listen, if you use Breitbart's logic, then Breitbart is a criminal,
mm-hmm.
and Breitbart is, you know, as guilty and should be run out of business as a racket as he says Acorn should be. I mean, the double standard here is absolutely remarkable. He even went on air with another unrepentant right-winger, Hugh Hewitt, last week to try to save his ass. This is what Breitbart did. And, you know, Breitbart had to admit that, in fact, O'Keefe was on his payroll. And Hewitt, in trying to save Breitbart, said, and I will quote, "Lots of people work for lots of corporations and do dumb and sometimes illegal things that are not within the scope of their employment, and this was not within the scope of his employment." So he's trying to get Breitbart off the hook because, you know, O'Keefe wasn't supposed to be doing this sort of thing. Breitbart says, yes, absolutely, that is absolutely the case. Now, that is not a standard that they apply to Acorn, is it?
No.
Because when Acorn employees do something that is not within the scope of their employment, that may be dumb and sometimes illegal, they want to put Acorn out of business, don't
right.
they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad Friedman is with us. Brad Blog is where you can find him, bradblog.com. If you have a question, you want to get in on the discussion, the number is 213-291-9410, 213-291-9410, and we can take your calls. Now, so, Brad, so, all right, the Acorn thing is behind us. It's months later. And how did the story with Mary Landrieu's phone office being broken into, how did that all break? Tell us the background of that story.
Well, it actually broke, and I want to make sure that I remember to note here that one of the four folks who was arrested, one of the four co-conspirators in this scheme, is actually the son of the acting U.S. attorney down there in Louisiana. So whether there will be a proper investigation and prosecution still remains to be seen, given that one of the perps is actually the son of the prosecutors down there.
Wow.
But, yeah. But what came about, the way the whole thing came about was these guys showed up. O'Keefe said he was going into the office, that he was there to wait for somebody. In the meantime, two of these hoaxers showed up dressed as phone company employees, came in, said, we were told there was a problem with the phones. Can we see the telephones? They were given access to the main telephone at the reception desk, according to the FBI affidavit. They, quote-unquote, manipulated that phone. We still don't know what they did. And then they asked for access to the main phone closet elsewhere in the office. At that point, the office workers in Landry's office began to get suspicious, and they ended up calling authorities, and the entire scheme quickly unraveled as these guys were revealed to be frauds. So that's how they ended up getting busted. What they were actually doing there, we still don't know, although O'Keefe put out a statement at the end of last week, which, I mean, just falls apart immediately. He was claiming that what they were doing was merely going to ask the office if they had a problem with their phones, because apparently last December, constituents, the teabaggers, in fact, complained that they were having trouble getting through to the senator to, you know, give their opinion as the healthcare vote was moving forward. And a representative from Landry's office said, yes, our phones, in fact, were jammed back then during that period as that vote was coming up in December. So it's unclear what O'Keefe thought that he would find out in January about the phone system back in December. Nonetheless, when the Landry representative had said, quote, and this is a quote from O'Keefe's statements, quote, our lines have been jammed for weeks, unquote, O'Keefe says, writes, I decided to investigate why a representative of the people would be out of touch with her constituents for weeks because her phones were broken.
Oh, God.
Now, she never said they were broken.
Jammed.
She said the phones were jammed.
Stupid O'Keefe. A lot of people were calling, nonstop calling. The phones were jammed. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so, and they had to dress up people like the village people to go in and, you know, mess with the actual phones in order to, quote, unquote, ask the staff if their phones were working. That comes directly from O'Keefe. That's his statement. That's his story. He's sticking to it. So is Breitbart. And the rest of the statement, by the way, had to do with the liberal media and how they're getting the story all wrong and how, in fact, it's O'Keefe and Breitbart. They're the victims. It's just unbelievable. And they're going on the offensive and trying to make that the case, trying to put the, quote-unquote, liberal media on trial. This is what they do. They're professional at it. But folks need to understand that these are top-of-the-line, grade-A hoaxers. The name they used to use for them back in the Nixon era began with rat. I'll let you fill in the rest, since I don't know if you can say it or not at this point. They're rat finkers, let's put it that way. And this is exactly what they were doing, pulling off another scheme, another dirty trick. And if they're allowed to get away with it, well, you know, I don't know what to say. But given that one of them was the son of the acting U.S. attorney down there, Lord only knows what will happen, Nicole.
So they were thrown in jail, and it looked like, you know, they were going to get strung up on charges of federal wiretapping and things like that. And then the charges got sort of dropped because they determined that they were not trying to tap the phones.
No, nothing's been dropped.
Okay. Nothing,
to my knowledge, nothing has been dropped. As a matter of fact, the judge told them to, I don't know if it was an official gag order or not, but apparently the judge told them not to talk about this case, which, of course, O'Keefe promptly went about and did because he doesn't give a damn about the rule of law. They just act like it. So, no, the charges are still moving forward. It had been misreported. And I don't know if it's fair to say it's misreported, but it had been reported originally that they were attempting to bug the phones.
Right.
Now, this came from the Picayune down in Louisiana, and they've since retracted that to say that the federal charges do not, at least at this time, allege that they were trying to bug the phones, but rather they were trying to interfere with them and manipulate them, and they're also charged with misrepresenting themselves in the federal property in order to commit a felony. So what exactly that felony was they were trying to commit is still unclear at this time. So it's not completely accurate to say they weren't trying to bug the phones. At this point, we don't know what the hell they were trying to do with those phones. All we have is, by and large, O'Keefe's statement to go on. And frankly, we know he's full of crap.
But you know, if it was a Democrat doing this in a Republican senator's office, they'd be terrorists by now.
Oh yeah.
You know, they'd be screaming for the military tribunal and, lock him up and throw away the key.
Because she was, in fact, Landrieu is the chair of the Homeland Security Committee. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they would be terrorists. And the questions would be, what did Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Obama know, and when did they know it? That's what would, there would be calls for his impeachment and everything mm-hmm. else. This would be wall-to-wall, 24/7 news coverage, and guys like Andrew Breitbart would ensure that that was the case. And if it wasn't the case, they would be yelling and screaming that you got a biased media. But such as the case is reversed, and it was actually four Republican Party operatives trying to get access to a Democrat's Democratic senator's phone lines. It's just another case of the liberal media gone wild as far as these lunatics are concerned.
Of course it was. Now, let me ask you one last question. Friedman from bradblog.com. I'm hearing things that there was some kind of CIA connection here. Is that for real? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there is. In fact, one of the characters, and by the way, they're not kids.
No, they're not.
Attorneys,
they're not
kids. Playing them off.
They're
right.
Like 28, 29 years old. That's not kids.
24 and 25. O'Keefe is 25.
Okay.
But Stan Dye, one of them, Stan Dye, one of the four perps, was actually working for the CIA in a program to help recruit new intelligence folks. He claims, I believe, that he was not part of the CIA, but who knows, one way or another, he was working with them, with the U.S. intelligence in some fashion. And there seems to be a connection with another one of the folks as well, and I'm trying to remember if it was Flanagan, who was the son of the U.S. acting U.S. attorney, or if it was another one, Basel, but who was also involved with the Defense Department in some fashion. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here. And like I said, I can only imagine the way the media would be going crazy had the situation been reversed. But some answers need to come forward. And right now, the only one who's really talking for the most part is O'Keefe. And I think he's in a situation where he, kind of has to, even though he may have violated a court order in doing so, but there's been so much criticism and so much question about Andrew Breitbart, about their, phony propaganda website, biggovernment.com,
mm-hmm.
that I think they had no choice but to come out and put out a cover story out there, no matter how quickly it would fall apart. And it certainly has. And we've covered it at bradblog.com, as has Marcy Wheeler over at Empty Wheel, who just destroyed O'Keefe's pathetic little statement. I mean, she just tore it apart. It makes no sense. But, when you're a teabagger or a teabugger in this case, I guess you don't have to make sense. You just have to trick your phony teabag followers into believing you make sense and that it's all the liberal media's fault. Everything else.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, to be continued because, and the question is, as you said, what happens to these guys now? And, you look at the disparity in the way people are treated. If they were Democrats and it was a Republican senator, I don't think these guys would be out of jail right now. I think they'd be held without bond. It would be a different story. We'd be talking about.
And if they had been of, Arabic descent,
oh my God,
they'd likely be in Gitmo by
now. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there will be more on this story. I believe they face a federal arraignment on February 12, unless something changes, unless one of these little cowards starts singing at this point, because I do suspect there were a whole lot more folks who were in on this particular conspiracy, and it is a criminal conspiracy. You know, so we'll see what happens in the days ahead. As a matter of fact, Sean Hannity will be having the federal, the accused the felon, James O'Keefe, on Fox News tonight, and I'm sure they'll be doing a lot of truth massaging there.
I thought there was a gag order.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay if you're a Republican. Laws, the rule of law, that sort of thing, that only applies to Democrats. You know that, Nicole.
I know. I keep trying to think about what the United States of America used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, keep trying to remember that because apparently we're way beyond that. But we need to keep banging on this. We need to keep pointing out to folks the misconceptions on the whole Acorn scam, because it really does underlie, you know, if they're willing to lie that much about a successful scam, imagine what they will say at this point about, you know, once they're caught in a federal felony. That needs to be understood, and even the broader picture needs to be understood. This entire scam, this is about politics. It's about electoral politics, and the reason that Acorn has been targeted the way they have is because they had the temerity to go out and register millions of legal low- and middle-income voters who happen to vote Democratic more than Republican. So Acorn must be done away with, according to these guys.
And that's exactly the reason. That is the one and only reason they targeted Acorn. All right.
That's it.
Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Give me a shout anytime I can help, Nicole.
You got it. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye. All right, there you have it. Yeah, Brad Friedman does such a great job on this, on all things election-related. He is one of the good ones.